Trust4Radio.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. West & Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales at westandcompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to West & Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. Wear West & Company.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to welcome you to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls this evening. Joining me tonight from Marble Falls is my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, how are you this evening?
I'm great, Becky. It's a beautiful fall evening down here in Texas, and we don't have any wind blowing, but I understand the Northwest had quite a problem the past weekend.
Yeah. Well, we have all discovered how the media likes to blow everything out of proportion, even the wind.
Amen.
So, you know, we had rain. We had some wind. I know the west side, my friends over there, they got some pretty heavy rain over there. But, you know, we all survived. No trees were knocked down. There might have been a few power outages. But guess what? It's the Northwest. It's normal. I mean, it's rain. You guys have had it this summer and spring and torrential downpour. So I think we just got a little bit of that Texas springtime weather up here in the fall. So we're good. We're good. And, you know, I'm glad you guys are having nice 90-degree weather. It is only in the 50s up here.
I would wish for a happy medium, Beck, honestly. You know, it's a little too warm for a fall. But anyway, all is well. And we have a great guest tonight. I'm excited about that.
You know, we have been so, so crazy busy, and we are so thankful for our partners and our sponsors and those that get behind us each and every week to, one, produce the show, promote the show, and help elevate and empower our show as well as we help and elevate and empower those that are out there on the front lines doing great things in our community. And so tonight, just before we get started, keep in mind that if you're listening and you want to join in the conversation or speak with our guest tonight, please feel free to press 1, and that takes you into our host queue, and Maria will let us know that you're on the line, and we'll bring you on the air. But we are officially in the third week of October. I can't believe it. There are 5, but this is the third week. And so every third week this year, we have really liked to elevate and empower an organization that is run by a friend of ours by the name of Sherry. Smith, and she runs and operates Warriors and Rodeo. And Warriors and Rodeo is this great organization that she, she conceived and birthed and brought to fruition. And it's really kind of just really starting to steamroll and pick up steam, and people are really starting to surround her and elevate her. And it's just all about how those that serve in our military, and we here at She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, I know I speak for my Aunt Vicki, I know I speak for Maria, and all those that surround us, we love and respect our military, and we hold them in the utmost regard. And I know that Sherry is on the front lines creating a great way for those in the rodeo industry that are involved in rodeo and those that are in the military to join forces to really just help our warriors abroad and at home readjust and have connection and have camaraderie and have friendship, and really just keep them moving forward in a progressive manner, because they don't always get the greatest support. So we here at She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, every third Wednesday like to elevate and promote one of her members. So tonight we are excited to welcome to the show one of her newest members to Warriors and Rodeo. He is out of Illinois. He's a former U.S. Marine, and he also is a avid bareback rider and competitor. So welcome to the show, Mike Sumner. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Welcome to the show. We appreciate you taking some time out of your evening. Gosh, you're way back in Illinois, so I think you're on Central Time Zone as well, aren't you?
Yes, we are, and we have plenty of the wind here tonight.
Well, you know, tell us, Mike, you are both a member, and thank you first and foremost, and I speak for everybody, and we say thank you for your service. You are a Marine. Tell us a little bit about, just a little bit about your history. Where you're from, Illinois, how did you get involved and get started in the military, and when did that all happen?
Okay, I got started in the military all the way back in high school. I talked to some older classmates from classes in front of me that were joining the military, and immediately I fell in love with the Marines and all of its toughness and glitz and glamour and all the wonderfulness of the Marine Corps that it could provide you. And I had enlisted when I was a junior in high school, and I chipped off to boot camp about 3 weeks after I graduated from high school.
Gotcha. Now, when you joined the military, did you join for just because it was, were you planning on going to college, or did they provide, I think a lot of times our military, we don't really talk about the advantages and the benefits of joining the military. So what was that one benefit that sold you on joining?
Well, unfortunately for me, college was out of the question. I never did have my sights on college per se, though I wish now that I'm older, I wish I definitely would have pursued college more. I was just full of adrenaline and wanted the action and the hardcore aspect of it. And then I was a junior in high school when September 11th happened. And boy, that just spurred me on even harder to want to really serve the country and make a difference. And I know it's just one person, but every Marine can make a difference. And so there was no holding me back. And the benefits were excellent in the military. I mean, I took some college classes when I was in the military, and if it wasn't for the military, I wouldn't have the career I have now in a union millwright through Helmets to Hard Hats. So per se, I didn't go to college, but they through Helmets to Hard Hats, I was able to transition out of the military straight into an apprenticeship, do a 4-year apprenticeship and vocational schooling, got my welding certificate and construction certificates, and started a new career based on that.
Well, Mike, this is Vicki. And first of all, like Becky said at the beginning of the program, thank you so much for your service. But, I mean, I would love for you to share with our listeners, you are a recipient of the Purple Heart. Could you share that story, please?
Sure. It was on our first tour to Iraq, well, I would say back in 2005, it was on Father's Day. Yeah, Father's Day. I was in a unit and a CAT team, combined anti-armor team, and we were doing all sorts of night operations at the time. And my Humvee I was riding in to insert some snipers at the time was we ran over a landmine and a whole mess from there.
Wow. You know, I know that, you know, like you said at the beginning of the show, when you join the Marines, you talked about the glitz and the glamour, but a lot of times what they don't talk about is the, you know, what you may face and what you may run into in the enemy. And they may, I'm sure they do tell you that, but when you're 17 and looking for something and your adrenaline and you're a boy, I'm sorry, let's just put it out there, you know, a young man, you know, you guys have a lot of just go get them. You want to conquer the world. And so then you're faced with, you know, in your face issues and things that happen like that. And it just changes everything. I'm assuming, am I correct in that it just kind of changes your whole outlook on, you know, maybe what's important in life.
Right. And you never know how one is going to react in a combat situation until that person is faced with that life and death situation. We've been in positions where the toughest, biggest guy would be the first casualty on the battlefield, and the smallest guy, the quietest guy, would be the one that steps up and takes control of a bad situation, so to speak. So it really brings out the best in a person. And as Marines, we train from the day we step on them yellow footprints to face hard times. I mean, there is wonderful aspects of the Marine Corps, but we are there to fight the nation's battles and do the dirty work. Do the dirty work, and we accept it 100%. No one backs down from it. We take it on head on, and it's just one of those things. And bad things do happen. You got to remember that, but we always keep it in the back of our mind, so it doesn't affect what's going on in the front of our mind, which is react and get out okay.
Gotcha. Well, and I know that you know, the Purple Heart's given for, you know, those that have seen combat, and I know that they also, there's been a gap, I guess you could say, and it's something that I know that here at 4 Radio and She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls, and everything that we've done with Sherry and all the different organizations is, you know, that Purple Heart, you get the Purple Heart for seeing combat, but a lot of times those that see combat but maybe weren't injured but still have post-traumatic stress syndrome receive the, you know, they don't get that Purple Heart even though they're dealing with that post-traumatic stress syndrome and it affected them mentally versus physically, even though we all know it affects them both ways. So warriors come home, and so here we like to honor them by giving them, I don't know if our listeners heard at the beginning of the show, one of the organizations that we talk about is Rebecca Lawler Limited, and she has a heart, and I know Sherry, we gave Sherry a heart last year in Vegas to honor those that suffer from post-traumatic stress. And post-traumatic stress is so closely tied, not just in the military, but it's interesting that being here talking with you, it being October and it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and women that, and men and children that suffer in the domestic violence realm suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. So it's such a small circle of how it affects people, and it's such an important issue. And I love that you received a Purple Heart, and I love that there's a way that we can also give Purple Hearts to those that suffer in different realms. So I appreciate you sharing your story with us. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to speak more with Mike Sumner, so stay tuned.
4radio.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950. Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at rodeospot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
I'm not allowed to spend any money.
If I wear makeup, he says I look like a whore.
He's made it clear my family isn't welcome.
I used to have friends, but we never even go out anymore.
But at least he's never hit me, right?
Psychological abuse is the root of all abusive relationships, whether there are bruises or not. If you feel helpless and like your voice has been taken, there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You know, I just want to make sure that I just let our listeners know if they, you know, we get so busy in the hubbub of the month of October, and we all know that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So you'll hear, because we are big supporters of that cause, you'll hear our PSAs that go out, and you'll hear our Man Up Crusade messages that go out, because we just really believe in building healthy relationships and rejuvenating a generation so that the cycle of abuse will stop. So with that being said, welcome back. And we are visiting tonight with a friend of ours, Mr. Mike Sumner. He is a part of Warriors and Rodeo. And Warriors and Rodeo, you know, Mike, I'm actually going to let you, if you would, talk to our listeners a little bit and share with our listeners, how would you explain Warriors and Rodeos to somebody if they came up and asked you about it?
All right. Well, I would say that Warriors and Rodeo is a great organization to start, and it's a camaraderie thing where military folks, active and veterans, as well as firefighters, EMTs, and your social service people, it's an organization where they get together, and they're common. They have two common grounds, which one is their service to society, and two, they are active in rodeo, and they're big partakers of rodeo. And we're big supporters of each other, and we try to get sponsorships for each other. We try to help each other down the road in any type of emotional battles or physical battles if they may be injured, financial, just we're there for each other. And it's somewhere where we all go and we can understand each other. And it's just a great organization. I'd like to add that the Warriors and Rodeo is a big advocate of suicide prevention in the military. And with your PTSD that you mentioned earlier, that is a big mission that the Warriors and Rodeo have. They have a mission called No Man Left Behind, and it's all about suicide prevention. So it's along those lines, and they also just try to help you get down the rodeo road and be successful in your career. So,
well, you know, talking about going down the rodeo road, tell us a little bit about how your involvement with rodeo first happened. Tell us about the start of that, if you would, please.
Oh, well, that's a pretty interesting story. When I was in the military back in 2006, I had some time on my hands because I was getting ready to exit the military. And so I took up a volunteer job, you would say, in Yucca Valley, California, in Joshua Tree National Forest at J Tree Boarding Stables, working green horses and just helping around outdoors and on the boarding ranch there. And then I'd also take trail rides up into J Tree National Forest there. I had a bunch of buddies dare me to get on a bull, and being the tough Marine that I was, said that ain't good enough. I'll get on a bareback horse. So I climb on this bareback horse and break my arm, break my hand, tear my shoulder.
Oh,
up.
No.
Right. Well, after I got off, I finally survived this bucking horse, and I get off, I get back behind the chutes, and I tell one of my buddies, hey, I can make a job out of this. I can do this. You know, and right then and there, I was hooked on bareback riding. So in 2007, I bought my international professional rodeo card, and just took off from there.
Well, and you know, the IPRA, Mike, has been around for years, and I mean, it is a great rodeo organization, and through the ranks have came many world champions, and you certainly, you were a fast study. I mean, the first year you were at the IPRA finals, was that in, I want to say 2004, am I wrong? What year was that?
I qualified for my first IFR in 2013. I went to my first region finals, the first year I was in, contending for Rookie of the Year. Didn't get it, but contended for it.
Go ahead, Beth.
Go ahead, Vicki.
No, that's okay. I had my years all messed up. I guess I was thinking 2014, but I know that, you know, that you placed very high and you're a very active member in the IPRA.
Yeah. Well, yes, I'm in the central region here in the IPRA, which is Illinois and all throughout the Midwest. But we go all over from Oklahoma to New York, down to Georgia, Michigan, up into Canada even. And bareback riding is one of the events in rodeo that's starting to dwindle. So we're really pushing for the high school kids and the college kids to really, really pay attention to, you know, if they're interested in bareback riding, we'll offer free clinics and schools just to get them encouraged in pursuing the art of bareback riding, basically.
I love that. I love that because that's one thing I can honestly say is and it seems like it just comes in waves, because when I started doing running the Spokane Interstate Rodeo back in 2002, I think it was, there were a few years there where we had to start the rodeo without bareback riders because we just didn't have enough, especially after the turnouts and the weekend that it was. And then it increased, and we had a wave come through there, and there was a good number of bareback riders. But it seems like we're seeing that again, where they're kind of tapping off and we're in a little bit of a dry spell. So if you're giving free bareback riding lessons and schools, more power to you getting those kids involved, because I think that's really important. I think it's healthy. I think it's a way to preserve our history and our lineage and our agricultural community. I still can't get past the fact that what got you to want to keep riding was that you got on one and broke your hand and your wrist, though, or your arm and your hand. What were you thinking?
I don't know, really. It was the adrenaline. And what I really remember was climbing into the chute, and there'd be three guys that didn't know me from Adam. I mean, they had no idea. They probably didn't even know my first name. But they were right there helping me put my hand in the rig and get my bind, slide up on the rig, and they're, you know, giving me those encouraging last minutes of don't fall off. And it was just from there on, you know, you could find, you know, being a Marine, camaraderie is big with me. And I found that as in the rodeo community, you know, we all compete against each other, but we're all great friends. We never wish anything bad to happen to each other. And we're always there to lend a hand to each other when we're down and out. So it was just more to it than just the adrenaline rush of the bucking horse. And plus it's man versus beast. And I knew I could do it if with just a little determination and practice.
Well, I've got a question for you. In your time since you've been back and retired from the military, and you are retired, is that correct?
Yeah, I got out in 2007, and it was a great stand. I did a four-year run in the Marines, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Gotcha. Well, I think I'm curious really to see what you're, I mean, because I'm sure you've had a lot of great experiences at some of these rodeos and these events, and you've got a lot of great memories, but what is the one thing that you're looking forward to since you've joined Warriors and Rodeo with tying it into not only just your military career, but into your bareback riding career and where that's going to take you?
Well, I'm fairly new to the Warriors and Rodeo. This is my first year of being a member. And I was just real blessed to find them and be introduced to them. And I plan on carrying them with me everywhere I go to, whether it be a regional finals or an all-region finals or even the international finals. I've qualified for that 3 years in a row now, and I would be ecstatic to take their name there. And you never know. I always run into some newcomers of rodeo who are just – they're just trying it out. They don't know if they want to go full bore. They're just kind of dipping their toe in the water, but they come from the military. You have to pry it out of them, but eventually they'll tell you, yeah, I was in the military. And then, boom, you have common ground right there. Well, I belong to this great organization that would love to help you get started in rodeo, and whether it's gear donations or sponsorship, where they can help you find a school or any type of need that they may have to launch their rodeo career.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Well, I'm excited that you've joined arms and locked arms and joined forces with Sherry and all of those that are part of that organization. We thank you for coming on. And Vicki, before I turn to you, I have one last question for our guest, and that is who do you look up to as far as your bareback riding career goes? Who's your mentor? And then once that's done, I'm just going to turn over to Aunt Vicki to close out the show.
Oh, man. When it comes to me, there are so many different guys. There's not just one particular one person that has helped me. I mean, there's been stock contractors that have even who have bent over backwards and maybe, you know, like let me hitch a ride with them to get to a rodeo. But there's guys like Sean Miner and my traveling partner, been for several years, Joe Corville and his nephew now, you know, Billy Griffin, and then you got the PRCA contenders, you know, like Bob Moat, and then you got the Hall of Famers like Larry Sandvik. I've had a lot of personal one-on-one conversations with him and a lot of advice. But when it comes down to one person who you want to just live the cowboy way and have the great morals, I would say Chris LeDoux. I mean, there's no better character than that man right there. So I tried to build my characters off of him.
Well, Mike, this is Vicki again. Amen to Chris LeDoux. What an inspiration he has been to so many. And we're just so thankful for you, for your service, for Warriors and Rodeo. And thank you again. God bless you. Listeners, we're going to close out this evening with a little cowgirl logic from our great friend, Crystal Lyons from Mason, Texas. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Oh, the things young people miss out on these days. I'm Crystal Lyons, and I remember in high school that we discovered that one of the girls had never gone snipe hunting. Well, we commenced telling her how much fun it was, and presently she was excited about going. We got the official gear for the hunt, one unsuspecting person and a tow sack, and out into the night and the woods we headed until we found a suitable place for our dastardly deed. We gave instructions to the victim, the volunteer, on how to hold the tow sack open and close to the ground and give out intermittent calls of, "Here's not, here's not." We told her that we was going to go out and make a big circle and start making noise, and we would run them in her direction. Well, we took off giggling as we went back to the house for some hot chocolate. I don't recall how long we left that poor girl out there, but I do remember that she didn't talk to us for quite a little while. Some folks just can't take a joke. Well, Colt reminded me the other day how I took him snipe hunting. His own mother, as he put it. I set that little boy next to the fence line with a feed sack, calling out to the snipes, and I went back to the house. He stayed there a good while and then came on in. Even a little kid can eventually figure out he's been had. Oh, we've laughed and laughed over snipe hunting. But you know, just thinking about it, I'm slightly embarrassed to say I've been on many snipe hunts, where I found myself waiting for something to come along that never did, all the while looking stupid, holding the tow sack. Well, I made it back to the house every time, and you know what? I might have been made the better for it, because snipe hunt every once in a while will let you know you ain't everything in a bag of chips. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of Sheep Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
He says if I leave, he will kill me.
He was sobbing and swore it would never happen again.
He's under so much stress. I'm really the only one who understands him.
He says he can't live without me.
I have nowhere else to go.
Nobody would believe me. If you are in an abusive relationship, it often feels as though you've lost your voice. You deserve a better life, and there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
ForRadio.com.